So right now, the Republicans are kind of playing a game in Washington like they always do. And I thought this was significant enough to let everybody know about it. So what's happening right now with any bill that comes forward that Joe Biden puts forward, whether it's the infrastructure bill, which God knows we need, and anything, basically, they're meeting it with, of course, how are you going to pay for it? They always want to know, how are you going to pay for it? And I thought it was a clever idea that Joe Biden had. His idea was to simply enforce the tax laws that we have on the books today. Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a sound plan for getting more revenue into the Treasury, folks. Just simply enforce what we have on the books. Not a bad way to go about it. And it sounds very, very, very reasonable, but I want you to know, and I'll kind of point this out in the quickest way that I can without babbling on forever, like I sometimes do, that the Republicans don't like that idea. They've never liked that idea. You know, they accuse Black Lives Matter of trying to defund the police. In essence, the message, I think, was more of, you know, we need to reshape what we think the police should be. But what the Republicans are doing, but they're not screaming it on the street corners, they're defunding the IRS. And they've been doing it for ages. For ages. You know, and the best analogy that I can come up with, folks, is for those that have a business. We all know about this anyway. You don't have to have a business to know that you create a product or service and you need to get paid for it. It's the same thing with the government. The government is providing a service, believe it or not. They're providing a service. Sometimes I know that's debatable, but genuinely they are. They're providing a service to the American people. And the way that they get paid for it is through taxes. And that's how we pay for the service that the government renders. I mean, it's the way it's always worked. It has to work that way. But take a look at this article. I just want to point this out. Every business should get paid for what they do. And it's no different with the government. The government should be run like a business. That's one of my big complaints. And Donald Trump went in there saying basically the same thing, that we need to run the government like a business. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. We need to be serious about this. Take a look at this article real quick. This is the Washington Post. This article is from July 8th. It's entitled, Conservative Groups Mount Opposition to Increase in IRS Budget, Threatening White House Infrastructure Plan. So when you go down to it, it says basically in a nutshell here, conservative political groups are mobilizing against a key element of a bipartisan infrastructure deal, and their opposition could make it harder for the U.S. government to collect unpaid taxes. This article lists the groups that are actively campaigning against increasing the IRS's budget, manpower, etc. Yeah, there's actually groups that are involved here. One of the biggest ones is called the Coalition to Protect American Workers. It's a group that's funded by Trump administration aide Mark Short. It's hoping to raise $25 million for a campaign against the IRS enforcement plan. The group has already purchased multiple six-figure ad buys, including in Kansas, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. It's targeting Democrats and Republicans who support the measure. A spokeswoman for the group said this fundraising goal was first reported by Axios. So the article says that the bipartisan infrastructure deal that was reached last month by the White House and a group of Democratic and Republican senators proposes $40 billion for heightened IRS enforcement, with an expectation that it would result in around $140 billion in new revenue. So where else can you put $40 billion to work and know, not just guess, but know that you're going to get $140 billion back? Man, that's a hell of a good investment. I mean, that you can't go wrong with that, folks. But the Republicans have fought it, and one thing that really surprised me, shocked me, amazed me in a sort of sad way is that the Republicans have made such a project of slashing and burning the IRS, which is how we make money to pay for everything in the government. They've made such a project over the past 20 years that the amount of people that are working at the IRS right now is equivalent to the amount of people that we had back in 1953. Working at the IRS. I mean, that's not how you make America great again. And back then, the economy, the U.S. economy, was one-seventh of what it is today. And we've got just the same amount of people working today at the IRS that we had back in 1953. I mean, it's absolutely insane, folks. So how did all this happen? How in the Sam Hill did all this happen? Take a look at this article if you get a chance. It's by ProPublica. It was written on December 11th of 2018. But trust me, believe you me, it's worth going back to and having a read. Take a look at this chart here, folks, and I'm going to explain it to the ones that can't see the chart. It says the IRS budget has declined from 2010. It went from $14 billion to $12 billion in 2017. The cuts are depleting staff members who help ensure that taxpayers pay what they owe. As of last year, the IRS had 9,510 auditors. That's down a third from 2010. The last time the IRS had fewer than 10,000 revenue agents was in 1953, as I mentioned. I mean, you can't run a country like this. And it's not a valid method of Republicans who claim to be so patriotic, so very patriotic, but yet they will not fund the government that they are patriotic about. They won't do it. The article says the IRS conducted 675,000 fewer audits in 2017 than it did in 2010, a drop in the audit rate of about 42%. Take a look at this chart. Investigations of people who don't file a return have plunged. I mean, how do you enforce collecting money at the IRS if you're not investigating people who don't file a return? Back in 2010, there were 2.3 million investigations. Fast forward to 2017, there were only 360,000 investigations of people who don't file a return. Why bother? Right? Why bother? Corporations and the wealthy are the biggest beneficiaries of the IRS decay. Take a look at this. Here's another chart. Audits of the rich have dropped much faster than audits of the poor. Big surprise. Back in 2011, the audits of the rich were at about 8%. Fast forward to 2017, and it's down to 2.5%. When you look at the poor, the audits of the poor back in 2011 were 1.2%. In 2017, it's 0.7%. So it's fallen much faster for the rich, the audits have. So who's at fault here, folks? And I just can't help but say largely it's the Republicans, but Bill Clinton did something too. So the IRS has never been a popular cause, as you can imagine, on Capitol Hill, the article says, but Democrats and Republicans long shared a grudging consensus that the agency's basic work of tax collection deserved protection. That changed when the Republican Party came into power in 1994 and Newt Gingrich became the Speaker of the House. The new majority's main priority was tax cuts, and vilifying the IRS helped its case. So you remember the term back in 2002, abolish the IRS was the battle cry. It remains a potent talking point. Ted Cruz, the Republican senator from Texas, campaigned on the slogan when he ran for president in 2016. That's not that far back. Abolish the IRS. In 1997 and 98, for those of you who weren't paying attention or didn't care, and I have to admit I wasn't paying attention either to this, the Republican-controlled Senate held a series of dramatic hearings on the alleged abuses by the IRS. Agency employees testified behind black curtains with their voices disguised like mafia snitches to protect their identity. The testimony depicted an organization run amok, with claims of biased examiners and lurid tales of agents in flak jackets storming establishments. So all of this worked. That campaign worked. Congress followed the hearings with a sweeping overhaul of the agency, limiting the IRS's collection powers and independence and giving taxpayers new protections. In the Senate, the reform bill passed 97-0, and President Bill Clinton signed it. It was only afterward that the Government Accountability Office debunked the allegations of IRS abuses. It took a little time, but the GAO finally caught up with the lies. They said, generally, we found no corroborating evidence that the criminal investigations described at the hearings were retaliatory against the specific taxpayer. In other words, there was nothing to it. There was nothing to it. All those dramatic hearings back in 1997 and 98, where they testified behind black curtains with their voices disguised. There was nothing to it. But it was too late. Too late. The reform bill had already passed by then. So in 2010, under the administration of Barack Obama, the IRS's budget hit its high point, $14 billion in today's dollars, about $2.5 billion above where it is today. Collections, not surprisingly, rebounded. But folks, the Republicans took aim at the IRS because, remember the Affordable Care Act? And one of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act was that if you didn't have insurance, you had to pay a $600 penalty. Well, guess who collected that penalty? The IRS. And that's where the Republicans get this whole thing that they scream the IRS is political. Because the Affordable Care Act had that $600 charge in it if you didn't have insurance. And they made people pay. As if they had a choice. As if they had a choice. In the matter, they did not have a choice. It was the law. The IRS simply enforces the law. They are apolitical. They have no bearing, and they do not want to be political. They are apolitical. But the Republicans don't think so because the Affordable Care Act had that $600 fee built into it. So since then, folks, the IRS has been in the Republican crosshairs, if you will. And under Obama, Obama hired John Koskinen to actually run the IRS. He was a turnaround specialist, the article says, and Mr. Fix-It, who at 74 emerged from retirement for one last job at the IRS. He said this, and I want to leave you with this, folks. Cutting the IRS budget didn't make sense to him. It was one of the few areas of government that had a positive return on investment. Koskinen told the Senate, I don't know any organization in my 20 years of experience in the private sector that has said, I think I'll take my revenue operation and starve it for funds. That's what the Republicans are doing. They are defunding the IRS. And they are resisting Joe Biden in his attempt to fund infrastructure and to fund all of these programs by simply letting the IRS do its job and giving them the tools that they need to do their job. The money will come back a thousandfold. Whatever we put into the IRS will come back a thousandfold. The Republicans, you need to know, are fighting them tooth and nail. That's how you have corporations that are paying zero taxes. That's how you have the rich getting away with murder, folks. That's how it's happening. So when you hear them say, how are you going to pay for that infrastructure bill? Keep in mind that they're working secretly behind the scenes to keep the IRS from doing its job to help pay for these programs. Till next time, folks, thanks for tuning in.